Arcee and Chloe, hello once again.
Hello.
Hi.
How did you take the reading of the news?
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty full on the amount of stuff that happens. But we're here to talk today about your support of the Eels tomorrow night at the Tivoli. Do you have anything exciting planned? You're going to go a little bit crazy on the first show in Australia.
Yeah, definitely. I think for all these shows, we have to go crazy because they're like our last shows with the Eels, so we have to do something like different.
You have to show them up. What about you, Chloe? Do you reckon you can prove to them that you're a better drummer?
I don't know. No.
Do you guys ever have like drum battles or just jams together?
Me and who?
The Eels. You guys and the Eels. Yeah. Have you ever had a face off?
No.
It's more of a celebration rather than a
competition. I would definitely lose if you do that.
Oh, that's right.
The drummer's really good.
Have you learned anything from him?
Didn't he tell you something about the drums?
Oh, yeah, he was just tuning my drums and stuff, because I'm really bad at tuning them.
Oh, really? Do you get a bit of help from anyone else, or you just have to do it yourself, normally?
Jason, I don't know what you always end up didn't talk about him. Like, a long time ago when we got a drum set, well, actually, me and Aussie both, like, shared this drum set that we got, and we got drum lessons, and he like, gave us drum lessons and stuff, and he recorded our earliest stuff, and he's basically just been, like, with us our whole life. You know, he's been, like, you know, giving us good advice, and, I mean, you know, always, like, pointing us in a good direction, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good that you've got someone that's willing to help you guys out. And like we said, you mentioned the first record. How do you feel about the growth aspect of, you know, your vocals as well as how you feel while writing the songs?
Well, I'm glad that I don't sound like I did before because it sounds so crazy. And it's
sound like babies.
I know, it's like high-pitched screams and stuff. And it's kind of, I don't know. But, I'm glad that I sound older for the CD, for the Free to Stay. And, like, I guess I play keyboards.
And I do, like, some... Better, I do some background vocals in the new CD. And mostly I do them, like, mostly them all on the... Like, when you do it live.
Yeah. Just the call-out vocals, like, yeah, yeah, and stuff like that.
yeah, I guess.
Just helping Arcee out. That's cool. One of the things Brisbane has is we have a lot of house shows where bands set up in people's garages or living rooms and play gigs. And a lot of underage people go to those shows because it's all they can go to. Do you guys have house shows back home?
I can't think of any. Like, there probably are some.
Yeah, there's not that many. Because, I mean, it's not like all the... there's a lot of shows you can go to that are all ages. So
that's good.
They don't have to, younger people don't have to watch the house shows. I haven't really heard of any in the States.
Would you ever have a house show and just invite all your favorite bands around to play?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Who would you get over?
Like bands?
Yeah.
Probably gonna get any like people. You know,
if we could get anyone we wanted, like probably the Eels, the Go Team, the Greats, Death Cab for Cutie, Ace of State, Aqueduct,
Sumiya Stevens, the Cigaros.
So those are obviously one of your favorite musicians ever.
Yeah. Well, they're like the nicest. The people are like the most fun to be around.
Okay.
We played with them before, so.
Did you? Yeah, you
mostly
mentioned
everybody we've played with has been like really nice.
That's good. You mentioned the Greats.
Yeah, they're from here.
Yeah, they're from here. Have you played with them? Did you say?
Yeah, when we were at the Go Team,
it was in the UK.
Ah, right. Yeah.
So that's fun.
Lots of fun. Do you try and like, you see what other people do, and you're like, well, they got lots of energy. Let's try and have as much energy as them.
Well, we kind of the lead singer, Patience. She's like, I guess she definitely made us be more like. On stage, he always like jumps around and stuff. So I tried to like dance more, but I don't know. And also, we kind of like stole her style.
We didn't steal it. We kind of got some of her ideas.
But that's okay. Great musicians can inspire each other, and then hopefully, you know, make the perfect statement.
Yeah.
Maybe. I know that you girls have a few other interests besides music. Soccer being one of them.
Yeah.
You both play on select teams. I've read.
Yeah.
Well, we used to actually.
Oh, you don't do it anymore?
Yeah, because the music was so busy.
Too much.
Yeah.
How does that feel? And when you can't play soccer anymore?
Well, we still can. We just can't play on that team. You know, we just can't play like on a team. I mean, we could, but we didn't want to be that busy.
Yeah, true.
So I miss playing on a soccer team because it was a lot
of
fun.
Yeah, I might just want to like guest play and stuff. You know, just like play for some games in the team.
Bit of street soccer.
Go to practices and stuff.
Did you guys follow the World Cup at all?
Yeah, a little. Like, we were actually, like, following it because then you went to the, like, different countries. It was kind of cool because, like, every country you went to, like, they're still in it. And then it was like,
yeah.
Except we didn't go to Italy, but.
No, well, that. What can you do? Have another tour.
Yeah,
just tell your management, we just want to go to Italy, guys. When the World Cup's on again, I'm sure they'll let you do it. Well, we're going to have to wrap up there. I've enjoyed having you girls in for a chat. Do you have any parting comments you want to tell the people of Brisbane?
I don't know. Brisbane's a cool place. I'd like to live here sometime.
just for a few days like you already are, or extended?
I don't know. I mean, I'd want to live in, like, every place that we've toured, but Brisbane seems really, like, clean and stuff, so it seems nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, enjoy your tour. Enjoy the rest of your tour with the Eels, and say hello to everyone you know.
All right, okay. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for the interview.
Cheers.